A quiet college town in the mountains, Flagstaff has become a bustling city that has no place to grow. The Arizona Board of Regents set a goal for Northern Arizona University to increase enrollment to 35,000 students by 2025. The school is currently on track to meet that goal, but many Flagstaff locals are feeling the growing pains. From KJZZ's Fronteras desk in Flagstaff, Laurel Morales reports.
Matt and Olivia McReynolds met when they were students at Northern Arizona University more than a decade ago.
I remember the sticker shock of paying $900 a month for a one-bedroom apartment.
And you had to sell your Isuzu Trooper, and that summer I had to get a job and work all night.
To afford that rent.
Just to make rent, we had to sell,
They moved away and came back twice because they love the peaks, the change of seasons, and now the schools for their three kids.
I'm an attorney, and I make decent money, and it's puzzling that even, despite that, this is what we were able to afford in Flagstaff.
This is a tiny two-bedroom apartment for a family of five. From where we're sitting on the love seat, because a full couch wouldn't fit, you can almost see the entire apartment.
We are around 500 square feet, and we're paying over $1,600 a month.
$1,600.
Yes.
For 500 square feet.
Yes.
Even I'm surprised, and I've lived here for 15 years. But during that time, Northern Arizona University has doubled in size. Many people in Flagstaff feel whiplashed by the rate of growth. In addition to steep home prices, locals gripe about the traffic, the parking, and the threat of losing the quintessential historic charm that makes Flagstaff unique. Flagstaff's mayor, Coral Evans, is an alumna of NAU. She lives in a home built by her grandfather just three blocks from campus, so she has to deal with students partying at all hours.
I live in a house that my grandfather built that I am proud to live in. And I got told the other day that I should move if I didn't like it.
But she says she couldn't afford to move if she wanted to.
Because with the growth of the university came the ridiculous prices for the housing in this city, with absolutely no relief.
But Evans says it's not NAU's fault. If we're pointing fingers, point them at the state lawmakers who took away university funding. The three state universities receive only 18% of their revenue from the state general fund. To compensate, enrollment has gone up and so has tuition. Emily Allen is a spokeswoman for NAU.
Every year, we continually have to look at, what does this look like and making sure that it's not always on the backs of students.
As students flock to NAU, developers have answered that demand. Apartment buildings have mushroomed both on campus and off. Flagstaff is an island surrounded by national forests, tribal, and state lands. There's nowhere new to build, leaving real estate at a premium.
We're in the top 1% of sheer number of beds offered by a university. So all of the other universities in the nation, the top 1% for providing housing.
So community members are working with the city and NAU to come up with ideas to mitigate the growth. Ideas like building a satellite campus, getting more students involved in the community so they care about it, and alleviating traffic with public transportation. A proposition on November's ballot would extend hours and frequency of city buses. If voters approve it, NAU will buy bus passes for students. Emily Melhorn is a spokeswoman for Friends of Flagstaff's Future. We spoke across the street from the Hub, one of Flagstaff's controversial new apartment buildings.
They might actually legitimately decide, I don't need a car here in Flagstaff.
Melhorn has four part-time jobs to live in Flagstaff. A nonprofit helped her and her husband buy a home. Others, like attorney Matt McReynolds, just can't put down roots here.
In Sholo, for what we're paying here for rent, we could have an actual home. We could afford to buy a home and have a mortgage and live that little chunk of the American dream with our family.
For some, it's just too much of a sacrifice for a view of the peaks. Laurel Morales, KJZZ News, Flagstaff.
Over the last 15 years, Northern Arizona University has nearly doubled in size. The Arizona Board of Regents set a goal for NAU to increase enrollment to 35,000 students by 2025, but many say Flagstaff is already busting at the seams. And joining us from the Fronteras desk in Northern Arizona is KJZZ's Laurel Morales. Laurel, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
So Flagstaff, why is it growing at such a rapid rate?
Well, a few years ago, lawmakers said we can no longer provide so much funding for state universities. In 2008, the state was responsible for 40% of Northern Arizona University's budget. Today, that number is closer to 18%. So universities say they were forced to increase enrollment and tuition. In 2015, the Arizona Board of Regents set a goal for NAU to have a total of 35,000 students enrolled by 2025, and we are on track to meet that goal. Last March, Eileen Klein spoke as the president of the Arizona Board of Regents to the community here in Flagstaff.
Our governor has told us point blank, we can't underwrite you, and you need to consider the state to be one of many funding sources. So we put together a plan and made it very clear that students are at the center of our plan and they are central to our success.
And Laurel, when a community like this is seeing so much growth, what are some of the issues that that has caused?
Yeah, great question. We see lots more traffic. It's harder to find parking. And probably the biggest issue has been a jump in home prices. And as developers are responding to the demand, we're seeing more and more apartment buildings going up. And locals fear that we're losing our historic charm that makes Flagstaff, Flagstaff. Emily Melhorn is Vice President of Friends of Flagstaff's Future. Let's hear what she has to say.
There's a lot of people who have contributed a lot of value to this community, who are very engaged with this community, and eventually decided that they needed to leave because it just was not affordable.
And then, Laurel, we always hear that if things aren't growing, then that's not a positive. And yet, how can the university continue to grow when there isn't that much room to grow? It almost seems like a contradiction to some extent.
Right. So Flagstaff is surrounded by national forests, tribal, and state land. So there's very little room to grow. NAU does provide housing on campus for almost half of its students, but not everyone wants to live on campus. You may remember that from your college days. I know I do. And so developers are building high-density apartment buildings, which changes the landscape of Flagstaff. And as the mayor pointed out to me yesterday, we need more affordable housing for Flagstaff's community. So if some of those apartment buildings could cater to a more diverse population, that would help Flagstaff's community needs.
And Laurel, finally, in the broader sense then, with so many different kinds of stakeholders involved, what are some of the solutions that have been proposed to this point to help deal with the growth, to mitigate the growth?
Mm-hmm. So Mayor Coral Evans has talked with the mayors down in Tempe and Tucson to ask, you know, what do they do in their college towns? And they both said, well, what if you had a second satellite campus on the other side of town to sort of spread out the growth? And the community, NAU, and the city also got together to answer that exact question, how do we manage this growth, back in March. And they continue to meet. Their next meeting is actually next week. But one idea that came out of those meetings is getting students more involved in the community so they actually care about where they live and are less likely to trash our town. And also improving public transportation. And we have a proposition on the November ballot that addresses that issue.
Well, that'll be exciting to watch. From the Fronteras Desk in Flagstaff, that's KJZZ's Laurel Morales. Laurel, thank you.
You're welcome, Steve.